This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How long would you go with Alex Cobb tonight?
Man, he went three innings last time we saw him. I'd feel really good if he could get past three. I would feel really good.
Up against Carlos Rodon.
Though. Yeah, in that situation, I mean, you know, they're underdogs tonight. They're obviously underdogs in the series. But I thought maybe there'd be a chance just because, you know, I think what Vegas is prioritizing here outside of, well, it's the Yankees, is that it is at home and the Yankees have had a little more rest. Obviously, we're coming off just an incredible emotional game. But, you know, the thing about that is we have to be focused and get off to a good start tonight because you've got Gerrit Cole, you know, waiting for you in game two, and you've got Bibee, but this one's another important one. You can't just say, well, we're looking to split, so tonight doesn't matter. No, tonight matters big time in this game.
Yeah, well, I
can't just be happy to be there.
No, but I mean, if I have to pick, like, it's like you want to win every game, but let's go with what is possible here. Like, your goal is to split. Is it not to split? Realistic goal is to split the first two games, right?
Yeah.
Okay. If I had to split, I want to win game two. And the reason is because it's going to be against Gerrit Cole, and then I don't want them to lose and take the flight back. Like, you win game one, great! It's like, you still got a long series. If you win game one, and then you just go get smoked tomorrow night by Gerrit Cole, and he does Gerrit Cole things, then it's like, man, I got a plane ride back. You have Wednesday off. A lot of the conversation happens like, okay, are you really going to be able to do this? But if you win on Tuesday, then it's, hey, played right back, and we got to Gerrit Cole. We won this game. This would be huge.
Here's why I really want tonight. I want tonight badly because if you win tonight, you know, when we talk about all the pressures on the Yankees right now, do you know what that building is going to be like and the amount of pressing that happens? And if Aaron Judge struggles tonight and the off-speed stuff, the breaking ball stuff, and he is just swinging away and missing, and then the storyline gets bigger, and now the underdog Guardians, who nobody's giving a chance to win, and A-Rod and Jeter.
I mean, A-Rod farted in our general direction,
exactly.
Basically.
But if you saw what happened to the Mets last night, right?
Yeah, like I got smashed.
If that happens to you tonight, now I worry about the psyche of our guys in the big moments, how young of a team we are, so many guys like that. That stuff can really start to get to feed on itself and can be on your shoulders. That's the one thing I do worry about.
But it you know, I don't know. You obviously want to win all of them. I can understand where you're coming from there. But I also I might think, man, it's pretty easy to compartmentalize and go, man, it's not our night. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
We still have Tanner Bibee going tomorrow, and I think it'd be great. I just think about. The realistic thing you're trying to do is to get a split before you head back to Cleveland. And if you get that split, it's like, man, if you could do that against Gerrit Cole, it could be such a boost to this baseball team. And I think emotionally, like, I don't know how anybody could sit there and watch sports after this weekend and say, and I know you and I have had arguments about momentum. I don't know how anybody could watch sports and say momentum doesn't count or momentum isn't a big deal. After what we've witnessed this weekend with everything, I mean, momentum is just so big, and I think that if you were to win game two, so much momentum would be carried. Now, if you won game one and two, Lord Almighty, then I think the national conversation is the fall of the Yankees, Aaron Boone being in trouble. Now, that's put us in a precarious spot before, obviously, but I think that Brian Cashman being in trouble, the whole thing, the $309 million payroll, like it would lead everything if you were up 2-0 in that series. No, it would beat NFL conversations out there nationally if you were up 2-0 in this series. 216-474-0092. All right. If you got something to say about the Browns, fine, but you better start with the Guardians. Just letting everybody know the rules today. Tim and Menner. Tim, good morning.
Good morning. Congratulations to the Cleveland Indians. This team reminds me of that 94-95 strike shortened season. Teams were starting to figure out that they have the potential to hit the long ball. That's what that team did back then. I think they're very comparable. As far as the Browns go, Kevin Stefanski's pathetic. Deshaun Watson's pathetic. And this is ultimately, unless Nick Chubb can run for like 300 yards a game, they're not going to win another game this year. Let's look. This ultimately comes down to the 2026 draft when they have the number one pick. It's not going to be next year. They're not going to take quarterback next year because they have Deshaun Watson's contract. And if they cut him, it's a $150 million fine.
Yeah, they're but Tim, gonna, Tim, who can you afford, though? The only quarterback that you can afford that is going to give anybody any hope is a rookie quarterback on a rookie deal, on a five-year first-round rookie deal.
Ken, they'll just roll. They'll just bench him and roll with one of the backups next year. They're not going to draft the quarterback next year.
No, I think you'll, if this continues, you'll see what you have in DTR this year.
Yeah. In 2026, they're going to have the number one pick, and it's ultimately going to be, we already know, it's going to be Arch Manning. He's coming to Cleveland. We might just tank for him.
Let me tell you this, Tim, and thank you very much for the call. Like with the Guardians, obviously, I agree with you on. With the Browns, I can't agree with any of that. The only quarterback that's going to give them any inspiration, give fans inspired at all, they're taking a quarterback in 2025. They're taking one. You can record it, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And Arch Manning, I know, I know. The Manning family and the ownership here are close. I get all that. He's still Archie's grandson. And everybody makes a big deal about Eli Manning. Why do you think Peyton Manning went back to Tennessee? The team that was going to draft him number one, he didn't want to play for. So he went back to Tennessee for his fifth year. Both Mannings have done this. So what you just, if they can't see this, like when people go, man, Vrabel's getting ready to be the head coach of the Browns. You think Vrabel sees any of this stuff right now and wants to be a part of this? So anybody who's in football who sees any of this, it's going to have a negative effect on what you want to do that's going to give you hope. So Arch Manning can be as close with him as he wants. We're talking about his future. We're talking about business. And if he comes out in 2026 and you do find yourself in that spot, don't think they're not above doing that. They'll do the same thing they did with Eli and technically the same thing they did with Peyton. So I'm not selling any of that. No. Coming up next, what's wild around the league? Zach Meisel, 9 o'clock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.